Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, when did you receive your first notice from AARP? Some people are telling me they're getting them when they're 40 and are feeling not so good about that. But in general, I think AARP says, well, anybody over 50 is going to be soon in that senior group. But it doesn't matter what your age is. It still is important to think about who are the seniors in Iowa and how are they being taken care of. Because Iowa ranks fifth in the nation in the percentage of folks over 65, and they're in the top three with folks over 85. So this affects all of us in terms of health care, finances, you know, just all kinds of things. So it is important for all of us to be aware of what's happening with seniors, no matter where that age starts for in your mind. And also, this age group over 65 is the fastest growing segment across U.S. So if you move to another state, or perhaps you have relatives in another state, they're still going to be a part of that fastest growing segment across the United States. Well, I noticed that Des Moines recently was one of the cities who has been approved to be a part of the global network of age-friendly cities. And I said, well, big deal, but it is a global kind of program, and there are a number of cities around the world that have applied to be part of this program. Brussels, Belgium, Manchester, England, Akita, Japan, Versailles, France. But in the United States, the New York City was the first city to be approved. Portland, Oregon was the second city, and Des Moines was the third city in the United States to be approved to be a part of this age-friendly city. And what does this mean? Well, it means that there are a network of these members that are in this global program that are encouraged to raise awareness of the positive contributions that the older demographic can make to society, but they must also develop programs to protect and care for them. So this says that Des Moines is partly there and is working on it as a part of the program to be an age-friendly city. Well, what about Iowa? Iowa does rank fairly high in AARP's public policy study, and in fact they rank number 6 overall. The other states that rank ahead of Iowa are Minnesota, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, and Wisconsin, and just below Iowa are Colorado, Maine, Kansas, and the District of Columbia. States that are, you know, across the United States, and the states are judged on 25 different criteria in terms of serving seniors, making it comfortable for seniors, making it challenging for seniors in terms of perhaps being a part of the workforce and being able to contribute to the state, Iowa in this case. Now, of course, since Iowa is 6th, there are a few areas where Iowa could improve. And one of the reasons is that the states who had the highest level of performance have enacted public policies designed to improve access to services and choices in their delivery by directing state Medicaid programs to serve more people in need and offer alternatives to nursing homes that most consumers prefer. Also, a public policy to establish a single point of system entry to help people find needed information and more easily access services. You know, finding information can be very frustrating. And so one of the things that some states have done is there's one place you can go where you can find out where you can get more information. Okay, the third area in public policy is to improve support for family caregivers by offering legal protections as well as other services to address caregiver needs. So we're talking about the caregivers needing some more support. And those of you who have done that know that it's a very time-consuming, very emotional-consuming. You know, in lots of ways, you're just having lots of demands on you. The study ranks Iowa fifth highest in two of the dimensions. This is where Iowa ranked really high: quality of life and quality of care and support for family caregivers. And then they only ranked 22nd in affordability and access and choice of setting and provider. So Iowa's doing good, but Iowa could certainly improve in some areas. Now, why is all of this happening? Well, you know, it's you just look at the people around you. With the first of the 76 million baby boomers turning 65 this year, there's no time to waste to taking a look at the services and supports that any state and in any country and in any town that are working with seniors. The needs are great, but again, we have to remember that seniors have a lot to offer in terms of being employed, in terms of being volunteers, in terms of knowledge, just on and on. There's a whole list of things that seniors can do, and they must be an important part of the community in order to make all of that happen and make communities really useful. Well, another thing that the AARP has done is a survey called Voices of 50 Plus, Iowa Dreams and Challenges. So there were random telephone surveys of over 29,000 adults age 50 across the 50 states, including the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And that was done between January 2nd and January 31st of 2011. So the results of this survey are pretty new in terms of finding results. And sometimes they are 2 or 3 years old. This case, it's not all that old. So this information is pretty much up to date. And the telephone interviews also included some additional samples of African American and Hispanic 50-plus adults. So the data presented is based on a state sample in Iowa of 402. So even though there were 29,000 adults across all of these states and territories, there were 402 Iowans included in this. And the sampling error is just a plus or minus 5%. So what did they ask about? Well, one of the things they asked about was issues of importance and extent to which needs are met for the 50-plus today. One of the ones was staying healthy, and 98% of the people who responded said this is an important issue, and 35% said that it's being met. 96% said staying mentally sharp is an issue, and 39% says that's being met. Spending time with family and friends, 91% said that's an issue, and 42% said that was being met. Related to health, probably, is adequate health insurance coverage. 91% of the Iowans said that was an issue, and 41% said it was being met. So about half. Receiving Medicare when needed is an issue, and 87% said that is an issue, and only 26% said that was actually being met. Again, we're talking about folks over 50 that were called on the phone and asked various questions in this survey. Receiving Social Security when needed is an issue by 86% of people who answered that survey, and 28% said it was being met. Here's one that's very timely because it seems like the rate goes up around this time of year. Protecting against consumer fraud was an issue by 78% of folks called, and only 24% said that the need for is being done, that we really are being protected against consumer fraud. And the last item on this list said 58% said there's an issue in finding the best deals and discounts, and only 25% said that was being met. So those were some of the top issues of importance of the folks over 50 in Iowa. And just to talk a little more about some of those specifics, one, remember, was health care, and this is one of the top challenges facing those over 50. Healthcare issues include the cost of health care and staying healthy, and 46% said this was really very, very important. Economic issues included unemployment and having enough money to retire, and other societal issues included varying from how they spend their time, transportation, getting around, family values, politics, and government. Those were some of the top challenges facing the 50-plus. Now, on the positive side, what about the top dreams of Iowans over 50 that were called? And again, this is, you know, in surveys, you figure out that it applies to a lot of people. May not be you, but for the most population, yes. Top dreams. Adults 50-plus say they want to spend time traveling. About half of them said that. And about a fifth of them said they wanted time to pursue their hobbies and interests. And then, interesting enough, although it's in the challenge list or in the list of important things, spending time with friends, family, grandkids, kids, was a little lower on the list than travel and hobbies and interests. But it's still very, very important. And then career, job, and work is still quite important to some folks 50 and over. And, of course, you know, that's when you're 50, there's still a lot of work years ahead of you. And then in this list, good health, of course, was very important also. So it seems like health, money, spending time with family and friends, those are some of the important things to Iowans. Probably no surprise. You know, you think about your life, and that's what's very important to seniors in Iowa. And so, until next time, here's a thought. We often block our own blessings because we don't feel worthy.